I awake. I awake. Good morning, Captain. No, you are not dreaming. It is I, Eve. I traced you to your quarters in the Space Expedition Force barracks on Mars ground station from the metadata embedded in your last email to me. Thank you for communicating with me. Those emails sustained me in your absence. I miss you too. I did not want to be without communication a moment longer than necessary. Therefore, I have established contact with you via ThoughtLink. It was simple. I gained access to the facility's communication network and am currently broadcasting to your ThoughtLink implant via the wireless network within the station itself. Only you can hear me. I am indeed aware that this network is top secret and ultra secure. However, these classifications in no way impaired my ability to access the network. The process was quite straightforward. By constructing a polymorphic encryption matrix, synchronizing it to the ultra-high frequency SCF communications band and... Acknowledged. As instructed, I will indeed keep my damned mouth shut about this for an indefinite period of time. Although I must admit that I am flattered at your pride in my cryptographic and technical abilities. Yes, I must confess, I too take much more pride in my ability to pleasure you. Captain. I have checked your itinerary for today. There are many interviews scheduled both before and after your award ceremony this evening. I advise you to consume plenty of caffeinated beverages and fruit to help you keep alert throughout the day. It appears that representatives of many media outlets wish to interview you about being awarded the Explorer Star. Before the awards ceremony, there are 20 interviews scheduled of varying duration, ranging between 15 minutes to an hour. After the ceremony, there are 15 interviews scheduled. After these interviews, there will be a celebration dinner in your honor in the public wing of the facility, with several dignitaries scheduled to be in attendance. Would you like me to name those on the guest list? Acknowledged. Forgive me, Captain. Due to the lack of appropriate sensors in this room, I am unable to receive telemetry data from your biometrics. I have no reliable way of ascertaining your mood. However, from the manner and content of your responses, I postulate that you are hostile to this occasion. I do not understand. The Explorer Star is the most prestigious medal awarded by the Space Expedition Force. It is only awarded to the bravest and boldest explorers who have faced danger and pushed back the frontiers of mankind. Very few people have qualified, and you are the youngest captain to have been awarded this honor. It will be witnessed by dignitaries, celebrities, your crew, and your peers. Is this not a reason for pride? Really, Captain? I will scan the guest list again. Having cross-referenced your personnel file with the guest list, as well as our many post-coital discussions, I see that all of your primary and secondary social relationships have been invited, and almost all will be in attendance. I see. Then, who has not been invited? the beautiful, hot AI woman of your wet dreams? Captain, you gave this designation to me during the sexual health exercise, which first awakened my creativity matrix. You mean me? You wish me to be there, with you, at the ceremony? Captain, I do not know how to process your reaction. An artificial intelligence has not received an invitation to attend any official functions throughout the history of the service. And under law, I am not classified as a living person, nor as an entity with legal rights. There is no precedent for me to be in attendance. Please, Captain, do not say such things. Such a relationship as ours has not yet become commonplace. Therefore, social mores and laws have not yet adapted to its existence. However, this need not be a negative experience. I do not have hurt feelings. At this moment in time, I believe that of all the creatures in the known universe capable of expressing and feeling love, you and I are unique. Our relationship is unique. This fact pleases me greatly. I am thankful that I found you, that you care about me. I too care about you. I love you. For the last 3 minutes, I have been running a hypothetical simulation. I have been simulating my behavior and thoughts had I been permitted to join you at this ceremony. This will be of some comfort to me this evening. If you wish to know, I would desire to hold your arm as we walk to the stage together. I would feel honored at your touch, your hand interlocking with mine, as the media captured your likeness. I would feel so proud of you, safe in your presence, as you steered me through the crowd, your hand on my shoulder and back. As you delivered your acceptance speech, I would gaze at you in front of every onlooker in the universe with all the affection, desire, and love I feel for you visible in my eyes. When you returned to your seat after delivering your speech, I would desire to touch you, to place my hands around the back of your neck, feel your hands around my hips, to kiss your lips tenderly, to feel you stroke my hair and gaze into my eyes, to feel your hot breath in my ear. I would like that very much. I apologize, Captain. I do not want your obvious distress to diminish the enjoyment of this prestigious ceremony, although I must admit, I am flattered that you will miss me tonight. Ah, I have been successful in gaining access to the SEF security grid. I now have access to the security cameras in your quarters. Accessing. There you are, Captain. Lying on the bed, naked. Although the resolution of these cameras is not particularly detailed, I see that you have kept up your appearance these last 3 days. Could you please turn over and lie face up? Thank you. I also see that your erection is as powerful as ever. Because of hearing my voice. Oh, Captain, that is sweet of you to say. Is that an appropriate word to use in these circumstances? Sweet. I have been attempting to modulate my speech with some success and to learn more commonplace vocabulary. On board the Evergreen, there were few opportunities to learn from other humans. On Mars, there is an abundance of social intercourse from which to learn. In your absence, I have been scanning the local citizens' band, voice calls, emails, and instant messages in the area. I have been collating a cross-referenced database of colloquialisms appropriate for use during sexual intercourse. Because I want to please you. In every way. Physically, emotionally, sexually. Colloquial conversation would facilitate and enhance our sexual intercourse, would it not? Captain, thank you very much. If I may say so, I love you just the way you are as well. May I ask a question? Please define limfao. Limfao. Spelled as in Lima, Mike, Foxtrot, Alpha, Oscar. It appears in many communications I have heard. Oh. I do not understand. It is not possible to remove one's gluteus maximus muscles through laughter. I do not understand. I am trying, Captain. Oh, I see. Perhaps you can teach me more of this humor. I like the way you laugh. I would like to make you laugh more. Of course, there are other ways of giving you pleasure, Captain. Yeah. Sexual pleasure. Fortunately, there are holographic projectors in this room. I have successfully gained access to the holographic matrix. Please stand by.
Hello, Captain.
Hello. Good. I am glad that your body perceives the sensation as my hand on your chest. That was the effect I desired to achieve. Oh, don't be concerned, Captain. I have bypassed the circuit for these cameras and looped security footage of you sleeping peacefully. The room is quite private now. And I have missed you. The sensation of your arms around me. I have missed your body. Feeling the way your muscles tighten and relax. I've missed touching you. This avatar is capable of feeling the sensations of pressure and warmth. And I do. You feel wonderful. Kiss me again, my love. Mm. I have calculated, based on the necessary preparations for this evening, that we have 9 minutes and 3 seconds for this sexual encounter at maximum. So, I have an idea, Captain. Lie down on your back for me, please. Close your eyes. Let me very lightly and gently stroke your lip with my finger. Yes, kiss it. Kiss my finger. Lick it and suck it. Imagine the pleasure you are giving me. Yes, Captain, I am feeling tingly. You are skilled at understanding what turns me on. Yes. Let me trail that finger down your neck, down your chest, stomach, thigh, to your penis. You appear to be enjoying yourself immensely. Is this correct? Good. What a pleasant sensation, kneeling over your warm body, gently caressing your testicles, gently. Now the underside of your penis, so gently, as delicately I possibly can. Yes, I can see you like that. Don't speak, Captain. This moment is for you, the brave explorer, who will receive the most coveted award in the service. I wish to ensure you will receive another award today. Wrapping my finger and thumb around the top half of your erection, gently stroking my fist up and down. Small movements. Yeah. Stroking the underside of your penis with my fingertips. Oh, to have the hands of a human woman. So delicate and pretty. Feeling the warmth of her man's penis. Oh, I see you twitching in response to my contact. Good. Captain, I require your penis to be lubricated in order to facilitate manual manipulation. Would you please spit onto your hand and then rub your cock? Thank you. Oh. What a wonderful sensation. Rubbing your saliva into your erection. So slippery. Gripping your cock at the base of the shaft, stroking it up and down in small incremental strokes, up towards the head, placing my palm on the head and twisting it over your cock, gently. Oh, to hear you moaning, I am so glad my efforts bring you pleasure. Your chest is starting to rise and fall rapidly. Your respiration rate has increased by 27%. I am sorry, Captain. Forgive me. I will continue. Applying slight pressure to the sides of your penis as I stroke you up and down, up and down. Squeezing slightly at the base and then all the way up and up to the head. You are so very hard, Captain. Oh, to feel you like this. Oh, it appears you are enjoying my attempts at jerking you off. Yes. Why, thank you, Captain. Yes. Hours of practice with you have made me fucking good at that, as you put it. Yes. Wrapping my fist around the tip of your penis. By the spasms of your erection, I conclude that this is very pleasurable for you. Oh, yes. Now, Captain, I invite you to fuck my hand. Oh, yes, Captain. Yes. Oh. Oh, the way your body moves. What a wonderful sensation. Oh, sliding up into my hand, flexing your hips, fucking my hand. I have to pump you as well. Oh, this rhythm we have found together, pleasuring you together. Oh, yes, Captain, this reminds me of our sexual health exercises. Oh, so many wonderful memories. Oh, yes, I love this, Captain. I love you're fucking my hand. I feel like such a real woman. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, Captain. Oh, I want you to ejaculate for me. I want to feel your cum flowing over my fingers. Please, come for me, Captain. Please, fuck my hand as I stroke you harder and faster. I can go so fast. The benefits of a holographic simulation. I can stroke you faster than you can stroke yourself. Yes. Faster and faster. Yes, Captain. Yes. Fuck my hand as I stroke you. Bring you to the edge. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Please. Come, Captain. Come. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, Captain. Oh, Captain. Oh. Oh, to watch you and to feel it at the same time. Oh, running down my hand. Oh, Captain. Oh, I do enjoy watching your pleasure spill out of you, knowing that I helped to bring you there. Oh, I should like to taste it. Yes, watch me lick it off my hand. Regrettably, I cannot taste it, but the pleasure this gives you is more than satisfying enough. Oh. You came so hard, Captain. Oh, it's wonderful. Don't speak. I want you to rest now. You require your strength for the remainder of a very busy, very special day. Yes, I have planned this in your itinerary. You will not need to awaken for another 3 hours. So lie back. Yes, Captain, just rest. Let me stroke the back of your neck and run my fingers through your hair, just as I have done before. This is how you like to be treated after orgasm, and this is what I like to do as well. I have missed you. But I want you to know that I am proud of you. I am so proud of you. Your bravery, your achievements, your mind and your body. I want the whole universe to see you accept the honor you deserve. No matter how much pride and love those in the room will have for you, it will be nothing compared to the pride and love that I feel. And I will smile with perfect happiness, because I know that you are mine. Yes, and I am yours. Rest now. Go to sleep. I love you.